kind of pizza do we have today?
Green Mill.
Grill.
I don't know if anybody knows what Green Mill is.
I don't know. Some concept.
What is Green Mill? I don't know. I grew up, there was like one in Mankato that took over. There was that Jake Stadium pizza used to be at Green Mill.
Okay.
I don't know. We went after like a sports game or something once and I had a thin crust and it was like, whatever. Anyway, there's one on Grand Avenue. And when I was looking at stuff this morning, I was like, oh, that place has pizza. We haven't had that pizza yet. Let's eat that pizza.
Yeah.
So we got it and we ate it. Mm-hmm. How does everybody feel about that?
I think it's pretty mediocre. You know?
I wasn't crazy about the margarita, if we're getting into specifics.
Yeah, I actually...
The tomatoes, I didn't like their flavor.
Fuck, man. I don't like just sliced tomatoes on pizza. I just don't think it's good.
They were thick slices, too.
Yeah, too big. Too big.
And they were the type of tomatoes with a lot of juice. the juicy negative space inside, not as much structure.
Yeah, and they just, like, weren't cooked down enough to be like, that was delicious or anything. It's like... I like the crust on that one. The crust. So it had like a folded over crust. It was called Old World Style. And the caption of Old World Style was ingredients folded into the crust. When I initially read that, I was like, how else do you make crust? Like, yeah, you just fold the ingredients together and it becomes crust. But
right.
What they mean is like it was a stuffed crust. But did you guys notice much of a stuff in that crust?
It was just like there was extra dough. So they just kind of went bloop.
Yeah. It was like there was a little overhang, but like not much. So. It looks kind of pretty because it's like sort of like roughly pleated on the outside, but it didn't like blow me away or anything.
No, it was, like I said, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It definitely wasn't bad. Yeah. I will say it wasn't like gross or anything. Like it, again, pizza is always pretty good.
Yeah.
Unless you're Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
In which case you suck.
I like most of the El Primo, I think it was called.
Yeah, I enjoyed the El Primo.
Wasn't crazy about the mushrooms. Maybe I'm turning into my dad.
I like mushrooms.
Well, they were portobellas, and portobellas kind of suck. So, that's me.
I'm glad I wasn't alone in that.
No, I didn't need it. I would have rather it have been
because everything else, olives. The sausage was. I thought it worked all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe sausage and pepperoni might have been a bit too much on rather, such a thin pizza.
Yeah, it was a thin crust, right?
Because it felt like the crust was as thick as the pepperoni slices. Yeah. And then there was sausage and cheese. You know, it was like...
They do Chicago deep dish at Green Mill. I decided not to because I thought it would increase the weight on the pizza. Right. So I decided to skip it.
Honestly, I think my favorite thing was the cheese bread.
The cheese bread was good. I actually really enjoyed the cheese bread.
With the little sauce to dip?
Yeah, their marinara sauce was pretty good. And they sell pints of their marinara sauce for $3, which is like an incredibly good price for a pint of marinara sauce, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, Molly, you're the cheese bread person. What'd you think?
Oh, it was good. Why am I the cheese bread person?
Look at you.
I don't know. Bread. I feel like you're always like...
You request it often.
You request it often and you always go for it. Yeah. Like, you never don't get... You have some. I don't know. I feel like you probably feel more about cheese bread than the rest of us.
I like this cheese bread. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Was it too crisp for anybody? It was pretty baked.
It was pretty baked. I don't know.
Anybody have any like mouth stabbing moments?
No.
I don't think so.
I didn't have a problem with it.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm having a tummy thing, so I didn't eat a lot of it. I'll probably have some later.
That's too bad. Yeah, but I can't wait to see how it tastes cold.
The few bites that I had were fun.
You know, it had like the good. Really stereotypical amount Italian American flavor with like all the oregano and the red pepper flakes in it and like olive oil and Parmesan all over the place. Like it was pretty, you know.
Yeah.
It had the stuff, but it just like wasn't.
It's a pizza.
Yeah, it's a pizza. I don't think the pizzas they were pretty floppy eventually. Like the crust was a little bit more tender, almost sort of like not bready, like it had a bunch of fat or something and it was like almost like.
Was it foldable?
I folded it in half and then I had an all right time eating it. Yeah, I'll say I like the sauce. I loved the gorgonzola on the Il Primo, but that was really the best part. Unremarkable.
That's the one that I had.
Just like.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, at least in my. Then again, who does? No, we were talking about what Green Mill is really known for, and it's not like they're strictly a pizza place.
Sure.
So without being like, this is our thing. Yeah. We make pizzas.
Yeah.
It's kind of a side hustle. I don't know. So yeah. for that, knowing that it's just like one of the many things on their menu, it's like, it's decent pizza for them being, not focusing just on pizza.
Yes. For being pizza side hustle, good. Yeah. If I was just at Green Mill to like watch a sport ball game, I was one of those people, which I'm not, not that I have a problem with those people.
I do.
I don't know.
Fuck sports.
I would be like, I would be happy if that pizza came to my table. I'd be like, oh, cool. It's pizza. I should have gotten the wings. Sorry. I shouldn't have even keep it to myself. I don't know. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like a life-changing experience.
My life has changed, but for the worse.
For the worse.
No, I'm just kidding.
I hated it. No, it was good.
It was so bad. No.
It was fine. Good service too.
So I guess
It was $68 for all that. It's a little bit too much.
Okay, you bought,
that's including tip, by the way.
Including tip and including you bought the ranch and then two things, the marinara?
No, that was only $5, the ranch and the marinara. So I don't even count that.
How much did you tip for a pickup?
$10.
That's damn good.
I mean, that's just the standard amount that I tip.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the service is.
Good tipper. You heard it here first. Joseph is a good tipper.
I mean, it's just restaurant industry sort of thing. My girlfriend would also kill me if I ever admitted to not tipping 20%.
Yeah.
She's a server. I'm a
big fan of always tipping a good amount, even when you're a poor college student. But so I get sometimes you can't. Anyway.
Each pizza was like $20.
I would say, keeping that in mind, it's a little
too much, really?
It's a little bit pricier than what I would normally.
I don't think they're worth that. Like the flavor that we got from them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If it was like dynamite, then maybe yes. But
we got a large two topping pizza at Papa John's for $11.
And it was better than that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to judge it against that sort of shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And Little Caesars is what, $5?
What is it? What is it? Like $5?
It's hot, ready, and I actually kind of like Little Caesars more than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Little Caesars.
You did it again.
You son of a bitch, you did it again. Molly, can I have a Takis?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, good thing I didn't buy Takis because I was going to buy some.
This is going to hurt my stomach so much. Yeah.
We're the tummy ache team. Ouchies.
And I forgot my antacid.
Aw. I just bought more acid for my stomach.
Hell yeah, acid. Well, while Fletcher's gone, we might as well do some
crunchy
chip Foley.
I do need to take my normal pocket, pill. Love a good pocket pill.
Welcome.
I also took a clonazepam earlier, so if I'm like floaty, that's fine.
I don't have acrylic nails to do like the ASMR like clicky thing.
Yeah. I just have nails. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so I don't know if we can all reach this, but if we do have some sort of spell or interaction, gigantic fight on the first episode.
Box of Doom.
Roll off. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I just decided, so we don't have to ask each other, like, oh, do you have a D8? Mm-hmm. Do you have a D8? We have some variety here. So if you need some extra D4s or
the pool.
I might want to do big rolls in the box.
Yeah.
If you're cool with that, Shay.
For sure.
Fletcher showcasing for the first time on camera Fletcher's awesome handmade gift to Shay.
Yeah, before it was not on camera.
Oh, we didn't even do slices. That's how unremarkable Green Mill is.
Yeah, this is all still the pizza review.
Yeah. 2.5.
So I'm sorry, it was who did what?
2 2.5s and 2 2s.
Let me have one little nibble.
Maybe
I'll change my
Down to a two.
2.25.
2.25. Congrats. My fingers are so dry.
No, this bite didn't change anything.
Neutral bite.
Critical bite.
Finish him.
Finish my slice.
This for me?
Yeah.
So yeah, should the snackies arise in us, we have carrot sticks.
Oh, bye, pizza review. Goodbye. Sorry, I didn't turn it off.
We're moving on. Listen.